Alright. Monday morning. Coming to the end of my first month. Working for Working for Masonlands. So interesting, barking and growling and how dare you or whatever. I don't know what they're thinking. Doesn't mean much to me. Okay, got my morning purslane. Still working slowly through 3527. Although it was about a question about the name of the church, I think it really has far more to do with disputations. In the modern times, all kinds of ideals, all kinds of scriptures that get brought to bear to tell people how one earns salvation or doesn't earn salvation. I know there's always the appeal to, I think, Romans, where it's all just making a statement that you're a follower of Christ and Christ for some, that's the great statement. That's what they say gets the job done. When you isolate Christian thought into a scripture or two, it's always a little dangerous. Of course, the scripture I was in, which I think was verse 19 of 3rd Nephi 27. It really ends up being a basic statement of what salvation is and how one gets salvation. And Christ is very pointed about it. It's done through him. It speaks of washing being cleaned through Christ's blood. And that he does the washing. This is the atonement that he did. However you think the mechanics go, it spells out exactly what's required and who does it. Number one, it's Christ that does the cleansing. If you think for a minute that that your doings cleanse you to make you fit for God's kingdom. That's one of the void, let me tell you, in this one verse. It describes to you, or it tells you what salvation is, which is to be in God's kingdom. It tells you that you can't do it yourself, because it says no unclean thing can come into God's kingdom. I don't know how obvious that is to people, that none of us are particularly clean. We all sin, we all make mistakes, but that's there. Christ says, I clean you. It's through Christ's blood, which is a callback to the atonement, to suffering done in Gethsemane, hanging on the cross. Those things. Don't understand the mechanics of it. Don't think we have to. And then he spells out the conditions upon which this cleansing will come, that Christ will do this cleansing for you, that what he wants to see from you. And it's actions. Exercising faith in Jesus Christ. Really has to do with keeping his commandments. Repenting when you fail, which you will, the failure to keep the commandments isn't so much a disqualifier as the lack of resolve to try to change, to try to get better, to try to be better at obeying the commandments. The idea is for you to get perfect, but how one gets perfect is what's important. You will get to perfection. You will be a person that is constantly getting closer and closer to Christ. When I was talking about the agenda of God and aligning yourself with it, that's just a restating of this process of getting closer and closer to Jesus Christ by becoming like Him, by keeping His commandments. Anyway, and then continuing faithful until the end. That's still your first one, guys. Hope you're not too put off by that. I'm sure people go a constant line of little purse lane things all along this little track from Nemrose House up to Mesa Lands College. And it's true. Of course, you know that since I eat purslane, I'm going to get attacked by some kind of fungus or bug that destroys purslane. As soon as this becomes something that it's a feature of life, something bad's going to happen. I have some challenges, you know. Anyway. All right. And this is challenging. It's really easy to explain. Hope it's easy to understand. The function of a church should be, and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is working toward this as well, is to help you do these things, to continue to increase your faith in Christ, to trust Him, trust His promises, that His promises will come through. I've had so many experiences of the Lord taking good care of me, helping me with my troubles and my problems, that to deny Christ His reality and His help would be the height of ingratitude. Because of just what I've experienced and what I know, I can't sit there and ignore it. Anyway, so if you want to continue having these experiences, you just want to continue to enjoy these blessings, it really is contingent on you doing better, improving. The commandments that Christ gives us. There aren't very many. But you gotta keep doing them and work to keep doing them. And that's what constitutes, at least in my mind, to a large extent, repentance, is changing from what you are now into something better. And then to continue doing this, continue putting faith in Christ, continue repenting, continue trying to get better throughout your whole life. There isn't some magical moment when you reach that. Although in those few stories, Job, stuff like that, where apparently somebody is perfect. And when I hear the word perfect, I think back to Job. And and what he's perfect in is his steadfastness to Christ. Steadfastness to the Lord. These guys are driving like crazy people. They all drive, you know. People in cars will get within inches of other cars, trusting that whoever's behind that wheel is not going to slam into them. I think that's, and when you're going at 60 or 70 miles an hour, a little change can cause you to swerve way over fast. I'm walking down the street. And everybody gives me a wide berth, like this one truck went all the way over to the other side of the street, right into the path of oncoming traffic, if there were any. This is too complicated. We don't have a lot of traffic at all. As if, because I would have to take 5 or 6 huge running steps to get in front of a car to the point to where they need to swerve to get out of my way. I've always found that hilarious. They do the same thing to bicycles, although that's not so poignant. It's really poignant when it's somebody walking on a road, about the wide berth they give you. Not that I mind, but it's just hilarious because it's like, you wouldn't do that for another automobile. You'd probably stay just as straight as always. It's just funny. It's not because people are bad or evil or anything like that. Just interesting. Anyway, so all these ideas, not the ones about cars, are encapsulated in this one verse. This is the basic statement of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. Jesus Christ tells you exactly what you need to do to gain salvation. Of course, now in these days, there are many Christian denominations broken up by particular sins that they don't come that they particularly focus on or perceive sins. Some of them on what they feel constitutes salvation, what you need to be doing, how it all works. And here it is in one scripture, in one statement, just to kind of wipe it all off and say, no, this is it right here. You don't need to know anything besides this. There is nothing else. And there's nothing else towards salvation. Now, if you want exaltation, there's things you have to do beyond that. There's things that God offers you. But those are beyond salvation. Of course, you have to do all the works of salvation, all the things that Christ requires for that to happen. But if you make additional covenants, he will make additional things open to you. Well, anyway. when all these things talk about, oh, don't add anything to or take anything away from this, it's usually talking about salvation, which everybody's doing, you know. Well, here's what you need to do. And then it's like, well, no, you don't need to do that. This is, because there's this thing in Romans that says you don't have to do anything except declare Christ. You don't even have to be a decent person. As long as you proclaim Christ your Savior, you're covered. And it's like, well, all right. Now, I'm not taking away from the fact that a lot of people, when they choose to do that, they, I don't know if it's half consciously, become better people, change, grow, try to follow Christ's example. But you have to understand what affects the salvation is doing these things and Christ cleansing you. Not really anything else. Anyway, I'm pretty much to my destination now. And yeah. I think it's important to know exactly how it works, because if you don't, you know, you can easily be put off the track by somebody saying, hey, you know, you don't have to do good works like Christ commanded, you know, you know, start easing up, and that's not going to help you. It doesn't matter. If Satan can get you off track just a little, that's all that's required. So, okay, I'm done. Talk to you later. Bye.